This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning, I'm Sharad Kutin, with me, Tan Chung Han, with the top business stories of the day. We look globally for stories in this segment, Amazon as well as India's Modi in our crosshairs.
All right, so Amazon shares apparently hit $1,000 for the first time ever, although it didn't end there. They just closed slightly below $996.70 a share. So, you know, that is a pretty big deal here because there is now this race between Amazon and Google as to who can close above that $1,000 mark for the first time. That's per share, yeah? So now, why are we seeing this rally in Amazon shares? Essentially, you've got, I mean, it's basically about future prospects, right? You've got, and also the shift in the trends that are being evidenced by how consumers are spending their money in the US and around the world, and also how businesses are going about with their operations. So you've got the prospects of online commerce, also cloud computing. So investors are putting their faith in the company's ability to maintain growth on those fronts.
So how do we put this in perspective? I mean, how do we compare it to other retail outlets and platforms that are available to the American consumer and such?
That's right. Now, so if you compare, say, market value, right, between Amazon, Amazon is slightly below $500 billion versus, but that is actually double of, say, Walmart, okay? And Walmart is the world's biggest retailer. You know, I spent over 7 years there in the States. I do miss Walmart. Oh man, that place kept me alive. But you know, it's significant in the U.S. equity space. So it is.
I'm looking at you sadly. Tears in my eyes.
You know, it's very, very sad. I miss Walmart. I bet one of our producers, you know, who spent time there as well. You know, she
not will. The robust democracy of America, but the Walmart
first, and then maybe robust second. Robust democracy third. Second might be Chick-fil-A. I don't know, man. Can you tell? I'm hungry.
Okay, moving right along.
So Amazon's market cap is actually double Walmart's, despite Walmart expecting to have three times the sales compared to Amazon this year. So again, when it comes to the valuation of its shares, it's riding very much on, you know, where the industry is headed, right? You know, where consumers are expected to put their money. Because if you look at, say, overall retail spending this year, it's expected that shoppers, especially in the US, will shift from brick and mortar stores to websites at about a rate of four times faster this year. So that shift, you know, that's not news really. And so that shift is really, really happening. Also, just to kind of throw out some numbers there. So in terms of, say, revenue, you've got $27.6 billion US for Facebook, net income $10.2 billion. That's for Facebook versus, say, Amazon. Its net income is $2.37 billion. So net income for Amazon, 2.37. Net income for Facebook, 10.2 billion. So those are some of the kind of numbers. And Walmart, you know, net income 13.6 billion versus Amazon 2.37. So again, just kind of shows you, despite Amazon, you know, chasing those that $1,000 per share mark, but yet when you look at the earnings, though, it lags behind the likes of Walmart and Facebook.
When you look at the equity market space, it's very interesting as well. I mean, we have had these trend stories about how the oil and gas stocks used to dominate that space. It's not dominating that space anymore. In fact, we have, this is a new term for me,
really?
Han, FANG stocks.
Wow.
And apparently the tech surge has led to a kind of race. And, you know, and it's these tech stocks that are really dominating. In fact, I think much of the upswing in, you know, in the value of the American stock market has come from the, you know, a handful. It seems like a handful of tech stocks.
That's right. So it's actually five, although FANG originally started off as just four, F-A-N-G. So Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, right? But now Google's under
Alphabet. Sounds menacing.
Yeah.
FANG.
Well, and Google's
or
now,
Chinese.
Well, yeah, that one as well. Sure, why not? Whatever helps you remember that term. So FANG stocks. So initially it's Facebook, Amazon, Netflix, Google, but then now Google also has Alphabet shares, its new parent company, and you've got Apple in the mix. So it's kind of like F-A-A-A-N. It's more like FAN, you know. But anyways, still, it started off as FANG. You know, so,
or FANG.
FANG, yeah, because there are three A's in there. So if you look at, say, the S&P 500, okay, now this is 500 of the biggest companies companies by market cap, right, as tracked by this index. Out of and the S&P 500 index has rallied about 20%, I believe, so far this year, or 19-20%. Okay, now a quarter of that rally actually came from those five companies alone. Just shows you the versus 500 companies on the index. Yeah, so it just goes to show the kind of weight that these companies are actually lending towards this U.S. equities rallies that we've been talking about time and time again on our Market Watch segment, which comes out, if you missed it, that comes out after the 7 a.m. news bulletin. You can always check out the podcast on our website. So, you know, that's the kind of trends that we're seeing for U.S. tech stocks in particular, you know, in relation to what we're seeing with, say, the S&P 500 and U.S. equities as a whole. So, obviously, you know, Amazon is on a roll. Their stock alone is up over 33% this year.
Okay, because the name associated with Amazon, if you don't know already know it, is Jeff Bezos.
That's right. And so with Amazon stocks now flirting with that $1,000 per share mark, Jeff Bezos is now that much closer to becoming the world's richest man. He's off by just $3.8 billion U.S. dollars. Now, I obviously I'm using the word just a mere, you know, because when you look at the scale of things, Bill Gates is now the world's richest man with a value of $88.8 billion U.S. dollars. So on,
You know what's more, on is, and maybe good for your karmic thing, is giving your money away. So I think of the Bill Gates and Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. I think of what Warren Buffett has done, giving his money to the Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation. When you get that rich, you really can't spend it all in one lifetime.
Yeah.
So, you know, I don't know if you do the quick calculation, how much would you have to spend on a daily basis to use up that money? And if you haven't already watched, Citizen Kane will tell you that the math is extraordinary. So again,
don't tempt us, Sharad. Don't tempt us, Sharad, with this, you know, whimsical thinking, you know, and like these shooter.
Nothing
words.
Whimsical. No, because about Warren Buffett, and he's giving his money away very quickly. Can we talk about India and what's happening there?
All right. So with India, they're set to roll out their GST on July 1st. Okay. Now, in the lead up to that, there's really a talk about how this could be a good thing for India's equity space. Now, according to the chief market, according to the bourse head in India, and his name is, I apologize if I'm messing this up, Ashish Kumar Chauhan, who's the CEO of BSE, that's the operator of the Bombay Stock Exchange.
You made him sound a bit Chinese there, but that's okay. You're from Klang. Well, so there's an Indian-Chinese interface there.
C-H-A-U-H-A-N, Chauhan. I don't know. How else would you pronounce it?
I don't know. Let's
anyway,
move on.
Moving on. So the story is that, so with this anticipated rollout of GST in India, while it may be unpopular with, say, with the population, but that could spur 1,000 new listings on the Bombay Stock Exchange. Here's basically how it works. So with GST coming in on July 1st in India, and that could that would force all these small companies or smaller companies to be tax compliant, so they no longer have anything to hide. So once they become tax compliant, that could then push them towards the capital markets and try to, you know, tap the equity space and try to get investors, and basically by listing on the Bombay Stock Exchange. So you have that interesting dynamic going on versus Malaysia when the GST rolled out on April 1st, 2015. Since then, we have seen a decline in the number of listed companies. But
there's no
correlation.
No causal connection between that. We'll be back with more business news, BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.